Eco Time with Alan Raw.
Now, I was lucky enough to meet a gentleman when I was at the Waterline Summit called Brian Sellers. And you'll have heard Brian on the show just the other week when we were talking about the lungs of Birstwick. But he's also involved with an organisation called Coru, who are a very environmentally minded group of people who have developed a project which is called Climate Connect. And that's with K's, K for on climate and K on connect. And he introduced me to his colleague, who I met on Beverly Westwood, to have a chat about Climate Connect and what it's all about.
My name's Steve Rowe. I'm a founder of Coru along with one of my colleagues. And Coru has been, at its heart, a sales consultancy. But over the years, we've developed various other strands to the business. And we finished a 4.5-year assignment with a company in London about this time last year and decided had a discussion about what we think we should do, and we believed that we all felt passionately about the climate and the environment and communities, and so we decided that that's where we would start the next phase of our careers, if you like. Looking into the background of climate, I decided to do some research. I spent a lot of time trawling websites, trying to find some really good information about what was a success and what wasn't a success. And it was a real struggle. So what I decided, with my colleague's approval, was that we would develop something which would allow us to capture successes, capture failures, because they're just as important, so that A, people wouldn't try and reinvent a wheel that didn't work, and that they wasted money in doing it. If we could capture those things early, then we could accelerate the move to net zero. So Coru Connect was actually born out of complete and utter frustration with the millions and millions of words that have been written about climate and climate change, but very few practical examples about how it works. So I did some more research following that and decided there were a number of areas to focus on. Firstly, the individual. You and I, all of us, we're responsible for climate change because we consume a lot of the carbon, either directly or indirectly. Then to look at individuals in their communities, whether that might be a pub, it might be a club, might be a housing estate, whatever. Then about the organisations that support that, like town and parish councils, local authorities, and then at the top end, government. So these people will be empowered, hopefully, to reduce carbon in the places where they work. And of course, they're empowered to remove it in their home and their home environment. Why we created Coru Connect was to give them the tools to do it with, because you can't have a blank piece of paper for everything. You need some ideas, some thoughts, some ideas of what works, what doesn't work, where you're going to get the biggest payoffs, how quickly can you get them. And so we set up Climate Connect so that it could capture this, irrespective of where it resided. We're not about writing essays on subjects. We're about saying, if you want to do this, you can find an example here. If you want to do something else, an example over there. So it's basically, it's almost like a virtual library of information. And whilst we curate a lot of the information on there, people can do it themselves. So that people can contribute, so they can put out, we tried this, it was a success. I was reading only yesterday about some community energy projects, five of them, all failed. Who knows about those? I know about them because I bumped into them. I didn't go looking for them. I bumped into them. And it's a bit like a lot of things in life. You only find out about things when you bump into them. So another reason for Climate Connect is to help people bump into them, quickly. Saves a lot of time.
So who is Climate Connect really for then? Is it for
small businesses, SMEs? Is it for big corporations? Is it for people with ideas? What level are you aiming at?
As I say, we're actually aiming at the individual because they work in an SME or they work for central government or they work for Phillips 66, being local, because they are the one common factor. Yeah. But we have the site, site is broken down into four distinct areas. One is individuals, one is local communities, then there is the private sector, and then there is the public sector, basically. But a lot of the things that happen in the private sector are equally equally important as they are in the public sector. So energy, for example, everyone needs green energy. So why not learn from each other? Why not work together? Why not create these community energy things which are actually built by, you know, private, public and individuals together? And the other, another reason why we, coming back to why we invented Climate Connect was that there's so many parochial services. There's a thing called the Knowledge Hub, which is a local government only website. Only local authorities can go on it. You know, we explained to them what we were trying to do, yeah? But they said, you're not a local authority, so you can't join. There's a seminar going on in, a webinar going on in Birmingham this week, which we wanted to attend, but we were told, not because we want to take a commercial steal or promote whatever it is, we just want to know what people are doing so we can tell the world. You know, we are a commercial organisation. We're not seeking to make money out of climate change per se. We're using it as a tool for us to develop our business, which is all about public engagement. And climate change is all about public engagement.
So how do people find out more about Climate Connect?
It's quite simple. They'll just have to go to a computer or their mobile phone and type in climate, spelt with a K, and connect, spelt with a K, climateconnect.com.
So that's Steve Rowe from Climate Connect, but also from Coru. And you could also go to coruservices.com. Thanks to Steve and Brian for letting us know more about what's going on there. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about the World Cup. Is it green? Or is it greenwashed? We'll be finding out about what happens when you flush something down the toilet as well. Always useful to know.
Eco Time with Alan Raw.